Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pulls out their four-game homestand tonight, and they look to do it in style with a third straight win. But beating Obi and the Washington Capitals means stopping the Great Eight, and that is never easy to do. Hi again, everyone. John Whiteman along with Troy Murray and Joe Brand. We're all here at the United Center tonight where the Blackhawks will take on the Washington Capitals for the first of two games this season, Troy. And boy, the Capitals, Joe talked about it, their second game in as many nights. They have a perfect record, 3-0-0, and they're always tough for the Blackhawks to beat. But the way the Blackhawks have been playing here in the last couple of games, points in all three of their last three games. White changes things. Phillips in the right wing corner now. Moves it right point, Seth Jones. Flings it left point. There to get it, Bedard. He'll walk it back through the high slot. Give the puck over to Jones, right corner. Jams it in front, Kershaw shoots, he scores! Philip Kershaw wedged his way to the top of the crease and would not be denied. Redirecting that Seth Jones pass from out of the right wing corner and into the back of the Capitol net, and it's 1-0 Hawks. The other way comes McMichael to center ice for the Caps, headed to Mantha down the slot, Hawk zone. Dixon shoots, he scores. In transition, the Capitals get this goal. A nice setup by Connor McMichael from the Hawk blue line, dishing it ahead to big Anthony Mantha, who got in behind the Hawk defense. And with a nice backhanded slide, he sent it in behind Arvid Soderblom, and we're tied at one. Murphy, and a big collision behind the net. Oshie hits Vlasic, knocking him down. Edmondson firing from the slot, deflected home by Strome, and the Capitals have scored. Oshie came in and finished his check on Vlasic. Vlasic saw him at just the last second. Puck ends up on the stick of Edmondson in the slot, and he sent it down beside the Hawk net where Strome redirected it in behind Soderblom, and the Capitals take a 2-1 lead. Down firing one in for the left circle. Stop the rebound. Malenstein fires. They score. Beck Malenstein never gave up on this opportunity. Down got away a pretty good shot from the left wing circle. Soderblom had trouble with it. Lost the rebound in the paint of the crease. And Malenstein went right down to the top of the crease as a battle ensued. And on his first attempt, it was blocked. That ended up rolling into the net off of a deflection. And it's now 3-1 Washington. Over to Vlasic near corner. He'll bank it off the end boards to Jones, who pokes it up the far side, taken away by Dowd. To Malenstein in the slot. He fell over the stick of Vlasic. That very easily could have been a tripping call. Dowd with the puck in the slot, shoots and scores! His second goal of the game. Nick Dowd now makes it 4-1 in favor of the Capitals with 4:02 left in regulation play. Kershaw back to pick it up. The Hawk line skates the puck into the Capitol zone. Drops it to Connor Bedard, left wing circle. Bedard bent it across right circle. Murphy shoots and scores! Murphy's first goal on the season makes it 4-2 in favor of the Caps with 1:42 left in the third. Beauvillier, one last chance into the Capitol zone. Fires. Kemper makes the save with the pads, and there's the horn ending a hockey game. So a valiant effort on the power play to end regulation and eventually the game. The Hawks losing tonight 4-2 to the Capitals. But they outshot Washington in the game 35-27. These two teams will get back together in the new year.